Thank you, Jeff. Good morning.
Morning,
I'll be reading this morning from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 to 47. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to the fellowship, to the breaking of bread and to prayer. Everyone was filled with awe, and many wonders and miraculous signs were done by the apostles. All the believers were together and had everything in common, selling their possessions and goods they gave to anyone as he had need. Every day they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favor of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved.
Thank you, Jeff. And the Lord adds his blessing to the reading and the hearing of his word. Shall we pray together? Our Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for its power in our life. And Lord, I pray that through your word again this morning, you'd encourage our hearts as we get a glimpse, Lord, of life in the early church and how, Lord, we can learn from them as we see their devotion to you and their devotion to each other. So Lord, bless through your word this morning. Prepare us to meet with you at your table today through Christ our Lord, in whom we pray. Amen. This morning, as we continue to gather around the Lord and come to Acts chapter 2, as we saw last week, the day of Pentecost had come, and God had sent the Holy Spirit upon his church. They had gathered together, a multitude had believed, had heard Peter's message, and became believers. As we come into this part of this chapter, the end of the chapter, Luke's recording for us what life was like in the early church as they gathered together. As at the end of that day, 300 people trusted in Christ and became believers. And what was their life like? What was it like to be a part of the church back then? It's great to be a part of the family of God. It's great to be part as we gather together each week and as we worship. But what was their service like? What did they do? Well, it's part of their devotion and family. And having a devotion to a family is important. When we're part of God's family and being devoted to each other, but being devoted in our own families, and the devotion that brothers and sisters, parents have for their children, and that devotion to each other is a tense, intense bond. And that word devoted means to adhere to be steadfastly adhered to, would be attentive. And we find this morning that the early church had a family devotion that brought them to a connection of oneness and unity, and that was the prayer that Jesus had for the church. And there were several things that they were devoted to. In fact, our mission statement and vision statement for our church, our Discipleship and Outreach Commission, took it from these verses. As we were looking to the Word of God for guidance, we saw in how the early church, what they were devoted to here. We said, these are the same things that God calls us to be devoted to this morning. So as God's family, what are our devotions? What are we to be devoted to? There are several things this morning. As we see from the Word of God, they had a devotion. They were devoted to the Word. Luke tells us that they were devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching. The apostles' teaching was the teaching they received from Jesus. That Jesus had spent 3 years with them, teaching them and instructing them in the Word of God, instructing them what it meant. And as they gathered together, that was part of their, what they would do is listen to what the apostles had to teach as they shared the word of God. And our devotion today as members of the body of Christ and as devotion to his church, our first devotion is to his word. And we're devoted to it, as Ralph was sharing earlier, because there was even a time, and we've seen it throughout church history, where the church has departed from the truth of the word. And being devoted to the apostles' teaching is what keeps us on focus, is what keeps us where we need to be, because it is our source of truth, and it is our source of strength. For the word of God, as we feast on it, Jesus said, man should not live by bread alone, but on the very words of God. And the word of God is our truth. It's not only as a church are we devoted, but individually as well. And so how is your devotion to God's word? Is it something we love to see? And get up in the morning and you're anxious to get into his word and see what he has to say to you this morning. But that devotion to the word is our first essential thing. And it prepares us to be together They had a devotion to the word. They were devoted to that. But secondly, they were devoted to one another. It said that they were devoted to the fellowship. That word fellowship was a word called koinonia. It means sharing together, joining together, partaking together. And as they came together, they were seeking to build that community. They enjoyed being with each other. And as a church, we should enjoy, as God's family, coming together and enjoying that fellowship. And it was more than we see here. They did eat together. But fellowship within the church is more than just eating together. You know, it's deeper than that. It's that sharing together, it's partaking, it's doing life together, it's building community. It's enjoying that fellowship together in a deep way. Because we have a common Lord and a common Savior that binds us together. Being devoted to one another is being there for each other in the hard times. It's more than just shaking hands with someone on a Sunday morning, but it's actually being there. It's sending those cards. It's giving the phone call. It's being there for those people in need and doing life together. God calls us to that as the church. That's part of our devotion together. Devotion to the word. They were devoted to one another, but they were also devoted to the breaking of bread. It said they were devoted to the breaking of bread. And what is this? That's a reference to communion. It's about what we're ready to do here shortly. It was a picture of when they gathered together, they would break bread together because Jesus had given them that. And he had that meal together with his disciples before he went to the cross. And he said, I want to share this meal with you. And he took bread and he blessed it and broke it. And he said, as often as you do this, you do it to remember me. And you do it to proclaim the hope that you have. That breaking of bread reminds us that we are all together, one family, sharing together in one Lord, one faith, one God and Father of us all, Jesus Christ. Jesus took that one loaf and broke it and said, eat from it, all of you, showing together our unity in him, reminding us of his grace, that Jesus said, as often as you do this, do it in remembrance of me. But he said, this is my body broken for you. That as Jesus went to the cross, he demonstrated his grace for us. And the grace loves us even when we're broken, because he was broken for us. Reminder of the grace. So as you partake this morning and as we break together in the bread, we do so with the church through all time. That is joined together in that devotion to the word, is joined together in the devotion to each other, and joined together in the breaking of bread because Jesus gave it to us to do. We're reminded of his grace that is sufficient, and his grace that is greater than all sin. Amen. It's also a symbol of our intimacy. That his disciples shared together in the breaking of the bread, they did it with Jesus in fellowship and intimacy with him. And as we share together in the breaking of the bread, it's a symbol of our intimacy with Jesus in that personal way of communion with him. And it's also a declaration of our hope, because Jesus said, I will not eat of the fruit of the vine, drink of the fruit of the vine again until I eat it with you and drink it with you in my Father's kingdom around my table. And Jesus said, as often as you do this, you proclaim and declare your love for me until I come again. So in the breaking of bread, we're also declaring our future hope that someday the church together, those who are already in the presence of God and us who will join them there someday, will all day be reunited around the Lord's table and forever in heaven rejoicing with him. Isn't that glorious? So when we break the bread together, that's what we're proclaiming. We're devoted to that because it is a reminder of God's grace and a proclamation of the hope and the joy and a certainty that is ours when Jesus returns or when we go to him. They also were devoted to prayer and to worship. It said that they were devoted to prayer, and everyone was filled with awe and wonders and miraculous signs. Dropping down a little bit at verse 47, it says, praising God, they enjoyed the favor of all the people. As they came together, they prayed. They prayed for one another. They prayed with each other, but they were devoted to prayer. It wasn't just flippant, but they were devoted to it. And they saw the importance of prayer because God moved in their midst. And as we go through the book of Acts, you're going to see some powerful prayers that were revealed to us and recorded for us by the church. And because they had that devotion of caring for each other and praying for each other, and that's important. And so many times as we ask for prayer or someone asks for prayer, and we stop and we do that because that's important, because that's a part of who we are. And devoted to the worship of the Lord and lifting up his name and his awe and his majesty. And they had a devotion, they were devoted to caring for others. It says in verse 44 that all the believers were together and everyone had everything in common. Selling their possessions and goods, they gave to everyone as they had need. And every day they continued to meet together, that one another caring, breaking bread with glad and sincere hearts. They were devoted for caring for each other because the Bible says here that they willingly gave what they had for each other. Now, it doesn't mean that this isn't teaching communism. They willingly gave what they had. And what it's saying is there was no needs among the church because if there was a need, a brother or sister in Christ took care of it. And they saw that there was no needy among them and they cared for each other. They were there for each other. They prayed for each other. They supported each other. They encouraged each other. And that's what the church is all about. And that's what the family of God is. And that was their devotion. As they were devoted to seeing that no one was needy, that no one was hurting, that best they could help and support each other. And that's what God's called us to do, to pray and support each other. I come across this story that so beautifully reflects, I think, the early church and what this scripture is teaching us about our family devotion to each other. And it was told by Fred Singel, who was a preaching minister at Garfield Christian Church in Indianapolis, and he told a story about a man whose name was Mark Knudsen. And it goes back to August 28, 1993. It's pretty old. But he was diagnosed with an extremely aggressive form of cancer. And when he was diagnosed, he was already in the late stages and was given a short time to live. Mark's biggest concerns was not for himself, but was for his wife and his two children. He was concerned about them, as family devotion he would be. And who would take care of them, and who would be people to love and support him and support them when he was gone or through this ordeal. By September 19, which was only a couple of days after he had found out, his worries were taken care of. The Knudsen family heard noise outside their house, and they opened the window when they saw that the street was filled with Christian friends from their church. After completely encircling their house, all of the friends joined hands and prayed for Mark and his family. They let the Knudsen family know that they were loved, they were covered, and they were being supported in prayer. Mark was too ill to receive the visitors that had come to his house, but the show of love continued. And those Christians continued their public display of love for the next 6 weeks. During that time, not a day went by, at least 2 to 20 people from the church gathered in the courtyard, in their corner of their yard, to pray for the Knudsens and their family. Because Mark was so sick, they kept a prayer register on the back porch so that he could know who was there and who had prayed for him during those hours. But those Christians did more than just pray. Many faithfully sent cards of encouragement. Some help with transportation and other needs for the Knudsen children. And the Knudsen said, "We truly felt a hedge of love encircling our home." Mark fought valiantly, but in November of the same year, he succumbed to the cancer. And Mark passed away knowing that his wife and his children were loved and taken care of by their church family. Not only did the 6-week display of Christian love affect the Knudsens, but their neighbors were influenced in a positive way. And several of their neighbor families, witnessing the love of Christ, obeyed the gospel and were saved as well. Notice what Luke said. That as the people saw around them what was going on in the devotion of the church, they had the favor of God and those around them. And the Lord added to their number daily who were being saved. Because as they saw, the church was devoted to each other and caring for one another and praying together, devotion to the word, it led others to believe. And the result was that God's name was exalted and God's family was extended. And the church grew because of their devotion that they had to the Word of God, to the breaking of bread, to one another, to prayer, to worship, and to caring for each other. And in that devotion, the love of Christ was shown. And the world knew that they were Christians by their love. And when the world sees that love in action in us for one another and our love for Him and our devotion being lived out, others take notice of that. So this morning, that's our challenge as God's family, our devotion to His Word, to prayer, to worship, to each other, to the breaking of bread, to caring for one another. And as we do that this morning, we come in celebration because Jesus has made it all possible. And as we come, He's prepared a table before us, given His body and blood broken for us to bring us together as one family. And He has given this to us to enjoy and to remember. So let's prepare our heart to come together for Him in communion in a word of prayer together. Our Father, we thank You for making us one. We thank You, Lord, that You have given us life through Your Son, that Your body and blood was broken for us that we could have life, that we could be forgiven. Lord, that through Your Word, You have revealed Your truth to us. And Lord, our devotion to You comes through Your Word because Your Word is our source of truth. And also, Lord, that devotion through the body and the blood of Jesus, through the breaking of bread for us. Lord, today prepare us to meet You at Your table, that as the early church cared for one another and were devoted to one another, may we be devoted to each other. Lord, that when Paul says, when one weeps, we all weep. When one rejoices, we all rejoice. That we are committed to each other as a family and to building each other up. And Lord, building that community and intense, deep fellowship as Your people. Lord, we thank You for the bread, a visible reminder of Your body that was broken for us. Lord, we consecrate it to You and we consecrate ourselves to You. And as we partake this morning, may we be nourished and refreshed again in our faith because of You and what You've done for us. We thank You for the cup, a visible reminder of Your blood shed for the forgiveness of our sin, that Your grace was extended to all of us. We consecrate the cup to You. And Lord, we thank You that through the blood You have cleansed us. Lord, prepare us to meet You at Your table this morning. Lord, we confess our sin. Lord, examine our heart to make sure we are right before You and others within the family and others, Lord, that we can come to Your table in a proper spirit and a frame of mind to receive of You. So Lord, prepare us now. Prepare our hearts for worship. Prepare our hearts to receive of You. And Lord, we thank You that You have made it all possible for us and You've given us this way through the breaking of bread to show our devotion to You, to show our devotion to each other, and a proclaiming by our faith of the day that someday we will be with You in heaven because through Jesus You have made that way possible. Joining with those who are already there around Your table now. And we long for the day, Lord, that together we will be with You. So thank You, Lord, for Your church. Thank You for Your family. Thank You for Your table, for making it possible for us. Now, as we come and partake today, we thank You that You invited us and You've called us. Strengthen us and encourage us as we feast on You by faith today. And we ask this prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.